back after 2 weeks. 2 weeks being off of the podcast, but we're back. We're back. We're back alive in the pumpkin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jen.
And it has been a very long time since we talked to you last. Sorry, we had to take an unexpected couple weeks off because of sicknesses, some involving COVID. So
COVID.
Yeah, we weren't prepared for that, but it happened. But we're back.
We're back.
And we're ready to talk some shit.
Better than ever. Yeah.
So that was our little sabbatical that we accidentally took. And it was also great, but we're back here and we're excited. So today we're going to talk about, we're not going to talk about anything that's happened in the last 2 weeks. I'm sorry, you're on your own. Go catch up and holler at us on the socials. But today on the pod, we're going to talk about Atlanta and episode 7, Beverly Hills episode 7. And then we're going to talk about Dubai episode 4. Recognizing the fact that there are now, as of today, we're recording before these happen, two new shows that are premiering literally today, because Bravo's trying to kill us. Mm-hmm. We're going to switch the days that we record. So we're going to actually start recording on Monday. So you'll probably see the pod Tuesday or Wednesday instead. So we're going to adjust so that we can get everything in. And yeah, that's it. That's it for the updates. Anything else?
Nope.
Cool. Okay, so let's dive in. I want to first just right at the top before, because we've decided to commit to Dubai, but it is also obviously Pride, and so we just wanted to recognize the fact that a lot of, like, Dubai is being a little bit glorified on this show, and we know it has a lot of issues, one being that homosexuality is actually legit criminalized, death penalty oriented in Dubai, so take everything with a grain of salt. Everything's not great, they're glorifying it, and it is what it is, but we're just here to talk about the drama.
So that just hurts my heart.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But happy Pride, and yeah. Let's dive in.
We're here for the LGBTQ.
Yeah, we love our LGBTQIA community. Okay, so we're gonna actually start with Atlanta. Okay, so Atlanta dives straight in there with the halfway through the dinner.
Yep.
Okay. Drew strolls up. Like, I love her poker face. It's amazing where she's just, like, putting on the fakeness.
Yeah.
I'm like, put
she's
on
like,
the fakeness.
She's like, I was invited, all right?
Yeah. She's like, hey, everybody. Hey. Yeah. So funny.
But then she just, like, I don't know. She comes for Sonya, I feel like. And the thing about Drew is she comes for people, and she doesn't know how to put up, like, a good fight. Like, if you're going to come for people, win. Try and win.
You need to not, yeah. You need to be a, she's not sad. We've talked about this. She's almost too nice. She's really good at, like, light shade. Like, she's witty.
Yeah.
But she's not mean enough for the group.
Yeah.
Like, these bitches get down and fucking dirty.
Meanie pies.
Yes.
And, so then they obviously start, like, arguing as soon as they sit down and everybody eats. Also, like, when moms are there, don't, like, to me, I'm just like, that's kind of weird. Like, I would hate to have an argument in front of my mom, or I'd hate to argue with somebody in front of their mom.
And mom would get straight involved like these, the moms.
Yes, 100%. So then she brings up her makeup artist not getting paid. And I think that's just it's like a...
Can I just interject something really quick? Because this is honestly how I feel, and we'll talk about this more later. I feel like it hits different because it's Drew. Like, Kenya would absolutely throw in that sidebar shade, and it would be completely accepted.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Drew gives, like, Candace vibes from Potomac. Yeah. Where she will give the same shade as everyone else does, but when it's her, it irks people for some reason. She just has something that just drives people crazy.
Right.
So she, like, serves it the same as everyone else, but it just delivers differently.
Well, I feel like it's the way that's gone about, too, because I feel like she could have even sent, like, a Venmo request for $45, whatever it was. And it's like, but instead you sat and stewed on it, and you could have just, like, charged me for it. I asked for the makeup person's information.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah,
they didn't do my makeup. Touched it up.
Yeah, right. And I think that Sonya was actually paying her directly anyway, but I think she just knew that she hadn't paid her and was trying to, like, throw it in all crazy because she just She tries, but it's not, it just does, it just falls flat. Does not land right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Sonya, which I'm glad she brought up, she's like, Drew, your business doesn't add up. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. When Drew talks about her business, I'm like, like my brain literally goes into a million pieces, fuzzy wuzzy. I don't even know how to follow it. And I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't be promoting this because it's you're trying to promote it through like your. And I know we don't like talk about women's bodies, but like she didn't lose 25 pounds. I can 100% guarantee.
Well, she admitted that though.
Did she?
Well, she said that she lost some weight, and then, well, she got the surgery first.
Yeah.
And then she lost some weight, or she did a combo. She admitted to getting surgery.
She admitted to getting surgery, but she also said she lost 25 pounds.
Okay.
From her Drop It by Drew, which they did a side by side before and after. She did not.
I know.
So,
But also, like I said before, she really should have marketed it just as, I got this surgery and I need to keep this weight off, and the way I'm doing that is Drop It by Drew.
Yeah.
Like, that would have made perfect sense to me.
Yeah, but she didn't do that.
But she didn't. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Didn't. You've convinced me.
But yeah, then Sonya's like, you better come correct, bitch. I got an Olympic gold medal.
Oh my God. I'm so not about her in the scene.
Really? I was like, yes, bitch, shut it down.
Oh my God. I was like, what the absolute fuckity fucking fuck does that have to do with anything? Like, what? You actually, this is what, this bothers me a lot about sports. You're not a god.
Yeah.
You are not a god. You're really fucking athletic and it's dope. It has nothing to do with you being like a good person or fucking anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, fuck off about that.
That's
But
they represented this country.
Gold medals have made such an appearance, or just Olympic medals have made the most appearances in this episode, where I'm like, if I came somewhere and you were like, twerk it, bitch, and I twerked it and I won twerking it and you handed me your gold medal to wear for the night, I'd be like, are you fucking crazy?
No.
That's literally dumb.
Yeah.
I'm uninterested in that. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That's cool for you. And I love that. But I was looking for like a fun dinner or like a vacation.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get it. I just
think. And she goes 0 to 100, not one time, but 2 times.
Yeah, because she tells Drew she's driving her crazy.
Yeah, but she's driving me crazy.
No, but Drew drives everybody crazy. Drew's the worst.
Well, Sonya's not driving
even,
people crazy.
Even Sonya was like, you can let your husband's messing
which
you
I
up.
Thought was such a low blow.
Like, really? I was like, that's true. She is the world's
shittiest friend. But she's your friend. She's like, okay, this is what I see.
Okay.
Because this is what I feel like Drew's talking about when she said she's a clout chaser, which you're not a clout chaser just because you've been in the fucking Olympics. You can be a different kind of clout chaser, you dumb fucking asshole. Anyway.
Okay.
So... She has literally hopped on. She heard what people said about Drew, like being annoyed with her in the very beginning, and hopped on the hate Drew train and has tried to take every public opportunity to like turn everyone against her and like demonize her in front of everyone and try to embarrass her in front of the group instead of talking to her individually so that she can get in with the people who are like the top housewives, which is just like gross to me. And so I feel like that's what Drew's talking about when she says you're a clout. Chaser. It's like, obviously, yeah, you have a following because you're in the Olympics.
But... Okay, fine. I see it. I do see it. But, like, I just think that they're both annoying then.
They're both annoying, absolutely.
Okay.
I just think Sonya's, like, showing to be, like, Drew's annoying. Sonya is, like, shitty.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. Like, I don't like a bully.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're both just stupid.
Yeah.
But then we do a 180. We said, skirt, skirt. And we went to Candy in Kenya.
Yeah, because Drew said, I need this heat off of me. Hey, Kenya, how about what you said the other day?
Yeah, literally. Drew was like, we're gonna change topics. And then Kenya said, like, the vibrating undies were inappropriate. And Candy fucking freaked.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not that big of a deal. People can think it's inappropriate and we can all move on.
And it also is inappropriate. Like, it's gross and it's weird and it's really creepy that other people's husbands
can control.
And did.
Yeah.
And like, when Sonya's thing was vibrating because of Ralph, like, that's next level fucking creepy.
It is.
I'd be so mad.
I know. It's a lot. And I don't know if I'd want to wear them either. Maybe if it was a girls' night and we were all like doing it to each other. I think mm-hmm. that'd be funny. But I think I do agree with Kenya. The men being involved, especially when you're a single female mm-hmm. and you don't have, like, a male to kind of, like,
yeah,
I don't, not defend you. But, like, it's other people's houses. It's weird.
And it also, like, just when people are like, I was uncomfortable in this, just generally speaking, you should just be like,
that's okay.
I'm sorry I made you uncomfortable. Yeah.
Like, it's okay that people are uncomfortable.
That's, like, actually a thing you should say.
Yeah. But then Marlo starts going off on, and she's like, well, Kenya slept with half of Hollywood.
Her slut-shaming this season has me next level pissed off.
It's Marlo, like, she's just dirty sometimes.
Yeah, she's vile.
Like, I'm like, oh my God. This
is
why I
never liked her. It's because why are you just sitting around, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Even the other week when it was just, or was that this last week? No, it was...
When she was talking to Sheree out on the thing last week.
That was last week, yeah. Mm-hmm. The way she's going, I'm like, ew.
Just going in.
Yeah.
Like, and for these people who have been good friends to her, like, and Candy's pissed.
Yeah.
And so is Kenya, actually.
Yeah.
I got more time inside, but...
Yeah.
Anyway. I'd be so mad. Oh, she talks about them, like, so dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Well, and then, the moms kind of get involved, and they get a little heated, and,
Just like, you don't know. Stay out of it. You literally don't know.
Right.
You have no idea. The way Sonia was telling her mom about how her interactions, like, she acts like Drew just started coming for her. It's like, you've literally been talking shit to Drew about Drew to every single person.
Yeah.
And so when she, like, talks to her mom about it, I'm like, you're giving the side as if this came out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
So, like, your mom is obviously livid.
Right.
So that's why she should stay out of it. She doesn't know half of the entire story that you're leaving out. And but her and Candy were just like so way defensive where it's like, you know, you're in the wrong because you're this is ridiculous.
It was unreal. And I usually really like Candy, but I'm like, man,
I was not with it. And then throwing her fucking movie she was in at her, I'm like, do we need to do a little lesson on consent?
Yeah,
like, is that what we need to be talking about right now? Where it was like, I don't care what anyone's done in the past. I said fucking no.
Right.
I literally said I don't want to do that right now. So fuck off.
Right.
So crazy.
Yeah.
I can't even deal with
that. That was a lot.
But maybe she'll come around. She should apologize for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the moving on to the next thing, I just put a little note in here, just what I was kind of alluding to. Sonia telling her mom in the last episode, she does the same thing with her family. Like, watching her talk about it, I'm like, do you realize that you're full on lying right now?
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy.
Right.
But, yeah, just, it definitely, she gives me Monique, and Drew gives me Candace. Like, I'm like, I'm just waiting for her to, like, fucking grab her and punch her. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, they're giving me the same energy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Whew.
It's a lot. But then, on a positive note, we have Glam It Up.
It starts on a positive note.
Yeah, it does start on a positive. But Glam It Up, Marlo's foundation, I thought.
Love it.
It was so sweet. I did not know Marlo did that.
I was like, bitch, this is the headline. You lead with this.
Yeah.
We are just finding out about this. I'm so confused.
I thought, yeah, I'm like, I don't understand how we didn't know about
it. It's so great. It's so much better than Lark.
It's so much better than whatever else she's doing. But then I'm like, I love this, love this, love this. The speeches, the whatever, the donations, the everything. Mm-hmm. But then Candy comes on and she's like, I'm going to donate some, like, clothes that I have, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Marlo, the way she got offended by Candy giving her hand-me-downs,
mm-hmm.
which probably, like Candy said, some of those clothes have only been worn once.
The lightest used, yeah.
I'm like, that's not, to me, I just think that's, I don't know, kind of nasty.
I think it's super nasty. I get what Marla's trying to do. I think she needs a better, like, you need to draw the line somewhere different than has it been absolutely used once. Is it fully used? Does it look super used? I feel like that's more fair because I understand what she's saying about being in and out of foster care and hand-me-downs suck and, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, your friends are giving you, like, like, super high-end clothes that have been worn one time.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to be mad about that. I think they would feel very happy to have that.
I would be happy to have that, I'm not in foster
care. I've never been in foster care one time, and I would be stoked.
Yeah.
But I will say that Candy's clothes were not super cute, that bunch of clothes, but, like, good shit. But, like, in addition to that, all that aside, to actually get mad at her is preposterous.
Yeah, agreed.
This is why I can never be about her.
Same.
Like, she's too just much. Ridiculous. She's too much. Ridiculous. Anyway.
And she's, like, one of those people that's either very about you and so kind, but then when you rub her the wrong way, she will.
Oh, my God. she turns.
Throw you under the bus, reverse it, drive it forward, reverse it, say the nasty. It's just like, your mood swings are too much.
It's way too much. I did get a kick out of Todd and Candy when they were going through the clothes, and Todd was like, this... He's like, I don't love this. And then they're talking about, like, her work, because they always do. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I don't need to pop in the coochie. I cried. It was like, the way that their dynamic is hilarious. I just love it so insane. Much.
Insane. Yeah.
Anyway, so moving on to Marlo and Drew's conversation.
Yeah.
Which, where was that again?
That was at lunch. They went to lunch together. Okay,
yeah.
So, Ken, Marlo is a lot for me, but she's mad that Kenya didn't show up to make sure I feel better. Is she sick? What do you want her to do?
She's literally, obviously sick.
Yeah.
Like, I can literally hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then Marlo's mad that Sonia stood up for Kenya, which, but it's just like...
She got so crazy. Like, the way that they came... Like, at Sonia in the episode before, like, immediately. You didn't invite us, and you're this, and you're sticking up for... Like, her and Sheree together are just, like, they're just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, watching them, I'm just like, you guys look really... You look so dumb.
Petty, young, silly.
Yeah, so silly. So immature. I'm just not into it. But, yeah.
But then Marlo did call Drew out for having her faces. And she's like, you do have some annoying-ass faces.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Like, when you're talking to someone and they're like...
I know.
It's like, quit it. You know what I'm talking about.
Just listen. Just have a conversation.
Right.
But then Sonya's slapping the fucking table and throwing fucking butter knives. I'm like, you guys are both ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, you're dumb. And how were you friends before this? Honestly?
Right. How were you friends before this? I feel like it's one of those, like, TV friendships where they, like, are like, they knew each other. They met friends, but yeah.
They went on a double date one time. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
But I feel like all Marlo's frustrations with Sonia stem from not being at the Mommy Nation. Because she brings it up.
I feel like Sonia tried to say that in a way that was like, oh, it was no big deal. And she clocked it before she even got the rest of her sentence out last episode and has been furious about it since.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, but you legit can't just have everyone come to everything. You actually can't.
Right.
And, like, her mom, I think, was like, if you invited all those girls, you wouldn't have got a photo shoot done, by the way.
She was like, yeah.
And she's right. Have. And if it were me, I would also invite Candy and Kenya because they have big followings and they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they would actually make a good photo shoot.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have
uninvited. And maybe you just feel more comfortable with other people.
Yeah, and maybe you actually just get along with people better. I'm sorry, that's an actual thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's definitely latched onto that, and she just needs to get over it. It's just not that big of a deal. But I do think it's weird that Sonia didn't bring up Mommy Nation until now. That's another thing. Just like Marla, like, this is the first time she's talking about it. Drew was like, I didn't really know about this before, and everyone's like, what is Mommy Nation? It's like, you should be talking more about that than fucking your Olympic medals that you're walking around with. Yeah. Like, that's dope. Like, that's really cool and making a difference for moms.
I totally agree with that.
I mean, being an Olympic medalist is really cool. I'm not saying that, but it's all relative.
Yeah, agreed. But then the last thing Marlo talks about is that she's upset with Candy because Candy didn't do anything for Sheree after Sheree was stood up by... The world doesn't stop because Sheree was stood up by Tyrone.
But also, I 100% agree with you. And I also, like, Candy was like, I was waiting for... Like, I feel like it's rude sometimes where you're like, I'm going to let them come to me. I'm not going to bombard them.
Yeah.
About this thing.
Hey, I heard you got stood up by the person you love.
I heard you were made to feel
Everyone's
stupid as
talking
fuck.
About it.
Exactly. It's like, I would be like, okay, someone told me that. They probably shouldn't have told me. I'm going to wait until you come and then I'm going to, like, be there for you.
Exactly.
And if you don't want me to know, then I'm going to pretend I don't know.
Exactly.
Like,
or you obviously, like, in my head, I'd be like, you obviously don't want to talk about it, so we're not going to talk about it. But yeah, it's just like, and Marlo, that's none of your fucking business. Just because you went out of your way to do something for Sheree, which was really sweet, doesn't mean everybody else needs to.
It was sweet, but it also, like, even the way Marlo did it, I'm like, I just feel like everything she does to me is, like, it's subpar. Like, everything she does, I'm like, you're not, like, it feels not authentic, but insincere. That's what it feels like. It feels like everything she does is insincere, where she's like, I don't know if she's doing it for the show or she's doing it to, like, show that she cares, but maybe she doesn't actually do it. Because, like, everything she did during Sheree's, like, night, I'm just like, it just fell flat for me.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like it was like, eh.
Yeah.
Especially just having these, forcing her to buy a bunch of clothes. That was so, I'm like, everything is an agenda with you.
Yeah. Agreed.
So anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, but then Kent, but then, oh, that comes later. I'll wait to make that note. Okay. So the next scene is, Sheree talking to her. Oh my God. Talking to her. Is he a therapist?
I don't know what he is.
He's
a friend or a therapist or whatever, but he's talking about, like, in his fantasies, what he, like.
I was like,
That made me so, like, my skin was crawling. I'm like, I don't want to be watching this. I don't. And she was just like, And I was like, no, I would be like, stop. You don't know what other people are fantasizing about. I almost kind of
get what the point that he was trying to make, where you're like, oh, you make this thing in your head.
Yeah.
And then it's not, you know.
But it seemed very personal to him.
I know. That's what I totally agree. Because I kind of get what the point he was trying to make, but he also made it so weird.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, this is creepy.
It was creepy.
But I do think he's right about the guy. Like, he had this, like, kind of, fantasized it,
yeah,
and now it's real and there's all this pressure,
yeah,
and he's like, maybe he actually doesn't feel that way, and like, also you're on TV and there are things that you've created in your head, like you literally create someone in your head, and that's not how the person's ever gonna be.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I feel like she just, well, you just watched Atlanta, so you probably know better than me, but I honestly feel like, just from what I remember, she kind of creates like, almost feels like she has to defend it. Mm-hmm. So much that she convinces herself about this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've spent so much time doing that. I honestly don't feel like, if she really sat down and thought about it, like, do you really love him that much?
Yeah.
Seriously? Like, you don't even really know him that well.
Right.
Like, outside of just, like, writing to each other or whatever. Right.
And so, and being, like, together and having, like, a physical connection is so different.
So different. So I'm like, I feel like you just had to defend this relationship so much that you've just convinced yourself.
Well, and then she's talking about how he makes her feel stupid and naive. She literally said that. Oh, he makes me feel stupid and naive in that situation, whatever. And then but then in the same sense, she said she can't say for certain that she won't ever talk to him again. Which, like, I don't get that, because I'm like, it'd be so easy for you to cut him off. You can't physically see him.
Yeah.
But I am not in love with a convict, so I don't know what that's like.
I also am like, it just screams, like, low confidence to me, which is hard, because, like, I feel like I got her house done. It looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, she looks fucking good.
Yeah.
She looks so good. She's, like, in shape. She's at the gym a lot. But then, so I'm, like, thinking that, watching it, where I'm like, this is weird, but then she starts talking about how she, by Sheree, has, she's just, like, let it fall on its ass. And he's like, well, you should, I'm like, I bet you if she picked that back up, she would not be so in this relationship. Like, I feel
she,
like,
needs to pick it up, because she's been talking about She by Sheree, and it's a fucking shit show, and it's a disaster,
it's
and
a disaster. It's a mess,
and it's non-existent, actually. Yeah, I know. And she has...
I know, everyone's hating on at least Drew's thing is actually and somewhat existent.
Sheree has zero credibility with She by Sheree.
It's bad. I'm like, I feel like she just needs her confidence built up by doing something for herself. Like, he was kind of alluding to.
Yeah.
And she really should, like, she should.
She has to do something with it, because everybody's sick of hearing about it.
I know, it's crazy.
And then she's like, well, I need a business manager. But I'm like, you also need to pay people.
You literally have to pay people. She's the biggest flake in the entire world. Yeah. That's the problem.
Exactly. Everyone bitches about how Sheree doesn't pay them. So it's like, yeah, okay, they cost money.
Yeah.
So figure it out.
Or you know what? When you start a business, you actually have to do a lot of it by yourself.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, so more on Sheree. Then she goes out to lunch with Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually loved this, because I felt like they were really getting to talk. Like
with each other.
Yeah. So Kenya's talking about having trouble with her business, too.
Yeah.
Which was really great to hear her talk. I feel like she's been more vulnerable this season.
I've liked her this season more than I ever have, ever.
I know, same. And I also felt like that with Ultimate Girl. I feel like, for me, it started with Ultimate Girls Trip. I loved her.
Yeah.
Ultimate Girls Trip.
I wouldn't say love. She was
okay. I really did.
Really?
I was like, bitch, I might love you.
Wow.
I thought she was so fun. I mean, I feel like when you're in a toxic, like, abusive relationship, that'll probably change you. Plus, she had a kid.
Yeah, true.
But
yeah, she was saying how she's having troubles with, like, getting her shipments in on time. And
she was just owning it. She was like, I have just dropped the full-on ball.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't need to be doing that with Walmart, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's money.
Yeah.
You need to be picking it up with Walmart. Like, you just need to get it together and get it sorted out.
Like, Walmart, you have to... You can't lose Walmart.
You just don't... If you have Walmart, you need to not lose Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, personally, I hate Walmart.
But everybody...
But if they're going to pay me, I won't hate them anymore. It's a successful
chain. That's for sure.
For sure. And then... Yeah, so then she's, like, kind of opening up to... I feel like this was good because Sheree just is so... She's just so influenced by people, mm-hmm. I feel like. You know, like, not blind that she's loyalty, weak, but kind she of. Kind of... No, I just... Blind loyalty, but she's kind of, like, when someone whispers in her ear, like, she believes them. Like, yeah. I almost feel like she just kind of is, like, not even loyal, but just, like, a little bit, like, gullible, sort of, like, in a way. So she's just, like, on, like, Marlo's just, like, feeding her all this shit, and she's just, like, eating it up.
Yeah.
And, so Kenya was actually getting to, like, talk about her point and being, like, this is where I'm coming from. I was actually sick. I'm actually here for you. You fucking called me, by the way. And I was, like, so sad for you.
Yeah.
And whatever. And so I felt like that was really good that she was getting to say her side. And she was basically like, Marlo's actually just doing whatever she can to make me look fucking terrible.
Yeah, she did. And I'm glad that she called it out. Like, Marlo is going out of her way to, like...
Out of her way.
Really go after Kenya. It's crazy.
It's really... And Candy.
And
like,
Candy.
Hard. Like, you don't need... Two people that I would never fuck with, but okay.
I even Candy more than Kenya. I'd want Candy on my good side.
Yeah. Like, because Kenya's scary, like, face-to-face because she... is like the wittiest, shadiest person, but like Candy is the most connected, like you will regret that type of thing. But then Kenya, her shade is unmatched, and she's just like talking about how she was doubting her sickness, and she's like, just because I look better sick than her on her best day. I was like, that's so true.
Yeah,
that's like really true. So true.
And sometimes you just get ready for something and you're like, I just can't do it.
I just can't do it. Yeah, like it seemed like she actually like wanted to go, but she really should have texted her. Like, she wouldn't have said anything if she didn't FaceTime her. But anyway, but actually, Kenya, like, legit watching her talk about it, I'm like, she actually looks tired of the drama. Yeah. Like, actually exhausted from being a villain. And so this is the first time where I'm like, oh, you might be actually changing.
Yeah.
This season. Anyway, so then we have the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Which dinner was that? Where were they?
I forget where they were.
Okay, doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
they were at a restaurant
right. Because Marlo was meeting her
her sister.
I don't know if it was her sister, but was it the probation officer?
Oh, or to call her sister or whatever.
Yeah, I think they were gonna call her sister and like try and get her whatever. So then we talk about Marlo's sister being incarcerated, and I think that is just so sad. Like, Marlo's taking on such a huge responsibility, taking those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Like we just kind of like it's normalized because she's been doing it, but it's like that is.
Life-changing.
Huge.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But then we kind of jump right in, and Kenya's talking about Marlo being rude about Candy giving her the clothes to the foundation, and I agree. I think it's just, like, you know, these are kids who are in need of things, and, like, yeah, even though they're hand-me-downs, they're nice. And
they're in good condition.
I just can't. Or you want to know what, Marlo? Why don't you take Candy's clothes, sell them, and profit to the you could do anything.
Yeah, that's a really good point,
actually. And you're just, like, getting mad. You're literally mad at Candy that she offered those clothes, and I think that's nasty. Mm-hmm.
So nasty. Ugh. I totally agreed with Kenya with that, too.
Mm-hmm. And then Kenya calls out Marlo about Marlo saying Kenya was faking being sick.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's a dirty low blow, too. And it's like,
what do you want me to... You want a doctor's note? Like,
right.
I literally was sick, or I would have been there. I don't know. Yeah. She had all this stuff that she sent to make sure that it was there. Like, I don't know. I feel like...
And she sounds sick. She sounds gross. She literally even at the dinner, gross. I was like, ew, go home.
Go home. Do you have COVID?
Yeah.
and, yeah, so that was... And then Marlo just making low blows all the time with the wig comment, which was kind of hilarious.
It did look
really bad. But
and Kenya was literally like, yeah, I'm wearing a wig. What do you want?
Also, did that not... Don't you think that's a different Kenya? And what... Yeah. Fucking the history of any of the Atlanta seasons when Kenya, one, admit to having a wig on, and two, not fight somebody.
Remember the box of extensions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Will I never forget the box of extensions ever in my life.
That was
crazy. And then even in the interview, she was like, look, honey, I look good all the time. My hair is amazing if I want to have a bad wig one day. I was like, new Kenya, who dis?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Right.
I was proud of her.
And so then we kind of pivot because Marlo and Kenya are arguing about, obviously, what happened with Sheree. So then Sheree gets brought up. But I'm just like, why are we having such a pity party for Sheree?
Enough.
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 You got stood up.
Over it.
You literally got stood up by
And you. They had a party for you.
They had... Enough Everyone's been there enough. For
you. You chose to be with this man when every single person in your life told you not to because he's a convict in prison for a long time, and mm-hmm. it makes no fucking sense for you to just be waiting for somebody that you met when he was already put away.
Yeah. So I'm sick of it. I'm mm-hmm. sick of it. I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. You got set up. That sucks. You did look stupid. Mm-hmm. You looked stupid.
You looked stupid.
You are fine. And keep it moving.
Like
you want to know what's going to look stupider is if you don't get Sheree by Sheree up. So figure it out.
Yeah. And it's like, and not only that, but just this season, we have like Candy and Todd with their craziness. And then Candy's got all this shit going on. We have Drew in an emotionally abusive relationship. We have Kenya just getting out of an emotionally abusive relationship, who's in a full on war, a divorce war with her psycho husband. It's like everyone. We have fucking Marlo, who's taking care of her sister's kids, who's mm-hmm. literally hates her, spewing venom at her while she's incarcerated. Like, everyone has fucking shit, mm-hmm. so fuck off. Yeah. Like, I just can't deal with it. Fucking Sonya supporting her whole entire family, who's not from the U.S. Like, stop. Everyone has so many
And her husband's things. Pressuring her to have another kid.
Yeah. There are too many babies in the house. No more babies for now. No more babies. Please. Anyway. Yeah, and just generally speaking, everyone needs to get off Candy, mm-hmm. because I'm scared. Like, I feel like she's just one foot out the door all the time with the show, and I'm like, she's... It's like, give me a reason.
Yeah.
Like, get off. She has so much shit going on. She's not doing this diabolical shit that you're acting like she's mm-hmm. doing. She's just busy. So mm-hmm. just stop it already.
I will say, I do think she owes Kenya an apology. She owes
Kenya an apology. I 100% agree.
Because the way she just, like, came after her for Kenya just, like, stating she was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. She's not saying your product sucks. She's not saying your business sucks. Mm-hmm. She's not coming after your business. She just said the idea of the game you were playing was mm-hmm. uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I do think Kenya is owed an apology for
100%.
That.
100%.
Then we go back to Sonya and Drew.
Sonya.
Like, I'm sick of this, too.
I'm so over them. Okay, so how awkward was it when they were just waiting for people?
Oh, God.
Are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Are you good? I was like, please, please, please.
My skin was crawling away from my body.
I would have gone upstairs, checked, and gone to the bar and gotten a drink by my damn self if it was just her and we were waiting for people. Fucking way.
Yeah, that was
Anyway, so let me just get right into it. So Sonya's just... I don't even remember how it kicks off, but she's just calling Drew for being phony. Mm-hmm. Oh, because Drew's like, oh, that you invite... Okay, first of all, how cunty is it, and in a bad way, that she makes sure... This is the shit that I'm talking about. She makes sure to bring it up in front of Drew that she did not invite Marlo and Sheree to the event, and she feels bad, so now she's inviting them to this extravagant... Yeah. Like, that was fucking mean.
That was
like, mean. You could have just done that privately.
Yeah.
And then Drew's like, oh, that thing you told me about that I knew about, and then she goes 100... Immediately. I'm like, I can't even watch you. You're just like screaming and acting like a child during a fit for no reason. So then she's calling Drew out for being phony, saying that she never invited her, which I believe her. Like, I'm sure she mentioned it. Mm-hmm. Like, Drew kind of like backpedaled and was like, oh, you didn't invite me, but you mentioned it to me before, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the way that she is just going out. Like, it's supposed to be your friend and you're just being as mean as possible. It's not even that you're not getting along. It's that you're trying to make her look fucking terrible and actually like bullying her. Mm-hmm. And then I can't stand the screaming. Like, why are you yelling all of the time?
I'm kind of a yeller when I'm mad, though, so
it's like crazy.
I get that, but
Drew needs to shut the fuck up and let her talk.
Drew, that's annoying, talks over people, and it's like, shut.
And she's making little side comments too.
Yeah,
it's like,
I hate that.
It's just little interjecting, and just let her talk, and then you get to talk. This is how conversations work. Like, you just, you talk, she talks, you talk, she talks. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is annoying. I totally agree with that.
And then, literally, Kenya... So then, their beef, whatever, Drew was like, all right, bye. I don't have time for this. So she leaves. So Kenya follows her downstairs. And she's like, Drew, you don't let people talk, though.
Mm-hmm. Kenya was like, I watched it.
Yeah, and Kenya was like, I watched it. And Drew goes, well, that's a Sonya problem, then. And
I was like, bitch, you're dumb.
Oh, my God. This is why people get annoyed of you, because you're annoying.
You don't help yourself at all.
Yeah.
Like, you don't help yourself at all, because I just feel like she is in the right when it comes to Sonya. But then she goes and does that. And I'm like, well, you're just.
Yeah.
Neither of you can be helped. You're both stupid.
Exactly.
But then it ends
with Marlo's sister.
Sister, which is so sad.
Yeah, that was really sad.
So sad. So overall, just a really explosive episode of just people just yelling at each other for everything.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to get even better. I'm glad we don't have to watch any more of Drew's relationship. I'm just going to be completely honest about that.
How do we not have to watch any more?
Well, it just hasn't been the main thing. They're fighting.
I'm like, do you know something I don't?
I wish. I really do wish. So now we're going to talk about Beverly Hills.
8.7.
Yeah, 8.7. So it's...
This episode was boring for me.
It was boring because I was just going to say explosive again, but this season has been good, but this episode was dull.
Yeah, it was stupid.
It starts
off at the nightcap in Diana's room from, you know, the dinner that they were at where Sutton kind of yelled at Diana.
Kind of yelled at her aunt. Okay.
Yeah, yelled at her is what I meant.
Yelled at her Aunt Crystal. The way she talked to them, because we obviously didn't talk about this last week. I was so annoyed that Crystal even, like, she talks to people like she is, like, a really fucking mean old school teacher talking to a child that has, like, misbehaved like crazy.
Yeah, she's the worst.
It's insane. I would never put up with that.
But the craziest thing to me is that Sutton just shows up everywhere and anywhere when she is so unwelcomed.
Mm-hmm. It's so unwelcomed.
Insane. So I thought that was kind of funny. But then Sutton and Erica just get along and that it's boring after that. Like, there's nothing even to recap on. They talk. They're finally civil with each other.
Which is like, they do this. And it's like, they have the weird Southern, not weird, but like they just have that. They only connect on being Southern.
Yeah.
And they have that in common or whatever. So they just connect on the Southern thing and then they just hate each other. It's like, why don't you just figure out how to get along?
Yeah.
How about that?
Exactly.
But just really, because I touched on the talking to people like they're children thing, but I just have to mention that she used the analogy when she was like, I think when she was getting her makeup and hair done or something, but she was like, you know, when like you're a mom, sometimes you're a mom and you scold your child accidentally, you yell at them. And I'm like, you're literally using an analogy where you're a mom and Diana's a child.
Ugh.
Like, that's how you talk about people. Like, that's what's fucking wrong with you and why you talk to everyone like they're fucking kids. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward to the next day when they're at the cabanas or whatever, like separately, like in groups, and her and Crystal and Garcelle are talking, and Crystal's like, they're talking about how, you know, Garcelle's like, well, you did call Erica a liar, so that's kind of why she's so mad. And Crystal's like, yeah, it sucks. You called me a liar, too. And she literally scolds her like a fucking child.
Yeah, and she's like, remember, you don't go. I was like,
we actually don't go back to that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Crystal, stop letting her fucking talk to you like this. It's starting to piss me off. Like, stop it. It's starting to
piss me off, too. I cannot handle it. But yeah, going into the morning, so it's Rinna, Dorit, and Kyle at one cabana. And then it's Sutton, Garcelle, and Crystal at another cabana, whatever. And there's a conversation around Erica acting like nothing ever happened. And this really bothers me with Erica because on one hand, she'll be like, oh, yeah, we're fine. Like, we're just, you know, moving along. And the other hand, she's like, no, I never fucking liked you. And it's like, okay, well, make up your mind.
I know. Even when I did the I love the hand motion. I wish you guys could have seen that. Even, like, when they show last season, because Sutton, I feel like, is totally – I have felt like that with people where I'm like, you act like you like me, and then you're a dick behind my back. Yeah. Like, it's like, what are we doing here?
Right.
Like, so Sutton's talking about, like, last season – and she's like, I've done this with Erica. We get along perfectly well.
Yes.
And then it shows Erica when she's like, I'm not going to ruin the trip because I fucking hate Sutton. It's like, well, okay, well, then don't be fake.
Then just don't talk to her.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Garcelle made a really good point. She's like, Erica's tired of talking about mm-hmm. Erica. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's so true. She will do anything to not talk about this goddamn lawsuit anymore.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, and then just generally speaking, I just feel like the way Crystal has rallied is unbelievable, because being, you know, when you're in that situation, everyone kind of feels like everyone comes for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's so hard. Like, even me and you
have
recently talked about how we were both in bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
In Austin, where we felt like people were just, like, someone was specifically shitty to us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that just feels so bad.
Yeah.
And that was a weekend, and I literally hated it.
Don't go to Austin for bachelorette parties.
Seriously.
They're horrible.
I don't know if I told you, one of my friends, I'll talk offline with you about this, but she, like, 2 weekends ago was like, I came back from bachelor party, everyone was so fucking mean to me, like, it felt so shitty. I was like, my sister literally just said the same thing, and I had that too. Anyway, so crazy. It just feels like so bad, and it's really hard to rally, and she's just like, with Garcelle and Sutton just hanging out, like, being totally fine, having a good attitude. So I'm like, I commend her on that.
Yeah.
And then her actually getting to explain, if everyone would stop talking shit about her and behind her back and, like, just attacking her when she talks, if they would just, like, listen, she's like, yeah, I internally process things.
Yeah.
I'm not manipulating or, like, trying to come up with some scheme. I'm just, like, I'm trying not to make it a big deal, and then I fester on it, and then which is, like, exactly what I do.
Yeah.
So I feel like I totally get that, because I'm like, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. And then it just, like, lashes out, like, when the opportunity, when it comes up, where I'm just like, you know what? It's actually not fine.
Well, and my exact comment was, these dinosaur-ass bitches acting like Crystal is so hard to figure out. Enough.
Yeah.
Enough.
She's really not.
She's not that hard to figure. Like, it's literally, sorry, you were born in the 1800s and can't understand different people. Like, figure it the fuck out.
It's just so simple. Like, it actually, like, why are you, there's nothing about her that screams manipulating to me. She's
so manipulative. The other three, Rinna, Dorit, and Kyle, I'm like, you guys, I can't even take. And then when Dorit, my God, I can't, I don't even know if I can spend any time talking about this, because I almost flew out to LA and fucked some bitches up after I saw this. But when Dorit says, you know, Crystal got married young, so she just hasn't experienced life like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And, like, what? She just hasn't had, like, a lot of those life experiences or whatever the fuck she said. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's was so disgusting.
Disgusting.
To me. That was one of the grosser things too, because it was like, talk about manipulative.
Talk about manipulative.
And gaslighting.
And gaslighting.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and it's like, what does getting married young have to do with anything?
It was just packed full of, like, problems. It was just loaded. Yeah, it was such a loaded thing to say.
What about,
like,
your best friend Kyle, who got married when she was what, fucking 18, because of her psycho fucking mom who shipped their daughters off to random? Anyways,
I
mean,
she went there just now. I did.
Sorry, that really pissed me off, because I'm like, what a nasty thing to say.
That was a disgusting thing to say. So gross. And I just feel like,
Dorit, what have you lived?
I know that
traveled and just lived a lot of things, but like,
but yeah, I know. I felt like that was so fucking low and shitty, and I was like, she seems pretty fucking cultured to me.
Yeah,
you're just not fucking listening.
Yeah,
like, actually, and you guys use her. Here's the thing that just exemplified how they have been treating her this entire fucking season, where it's like, you just gaslight her every turn. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so young. Oh, you're not even this age yet. Yeah. Oh, when I was there, I grew a tail or whatever. Yeah. Diana didn't make any fucking sense, but I grew a tail between 30 and 40. I'm like, what is that? Is that a thing people say? I don't even know what that means. But and then just Kyle being like, oh my God, she's just a millennial and she's this and she's that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you fucking crazy? Yeah. You have literally thrown a fit every season for some stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway,
so,
yeah, I hated that too. We have to move on, because my blood is boiling.
If you guys can't tell, we have feelings about the gaslighting.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I just wanted to point out, like, maybe this might be a good time to talk about Diana, obviously, offline, being racist, which is, like, when is there not? I think on Instagram was, like, another day, another racist fucking comment from a housewife.
Yeah, it's not great.
I'm tired of that. But anyway, so we know she's a monster, because, I mean, we caught bad vibes from her before anything on Instagram, there's one thing that she has contributed, and it's hating on Sutton in the most, like, spot on way. Everything she has said about her from the very beginning
is so accurate.
So accurate. It's like the only thing I've agreed with her on since she's been on the show. Like, when she was saying that she says mean things that hurt people, like, since day one, fucking Teddy Mellencamp. She's awkward and clumsy with her words, fucking Erica Girardi. And she constantly contradicts herself.
Constantly contradicts herself.
Where she's like, even the flashback of, I hate yelling, and is screaming 2 seconds later at Diana. I'm like, oh my God. She just clocked her right away.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand. I know we've talked about this, but I don't understand this passionate love for Sutton. I just think she's, like, it's not a good person.
So perplexing to me.
Yeah.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
I really don't.
And I don't think I've ever told anybody, like, I'm a good person. Like, if you don't see the good in me, I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, like, literally.
I'm,
like,
not going to make my case anyone. That I'm a good person.
And just being like, yeah, you told us that already. And just,
I'm going to say it again. With pointing, like.
Pointing. I'm like, oh, the way we pick and choose the line between what housewives can do that and what housewives can't is, like, bananas.
It's crazy.
Anyways.
So then we go to a boat ride, and all that really happens is Erica gets really drunk.
Wasted. Litty titty. Okay, well, so what do we think?
She should not be doing, like, her medications.
Like Lisa Rinna says, pick one.
Yeah, pick one.
You literally don't do both.
You don't do both. And we've seen housewives do this before, and it's just...
And it doesn't end well.
No, never.
It certainly doesn't.
But then Diana opens up about how her brother was killed, right? And this is an emotional moment.
Oh, yeah, it's so sad.
And then Sutton jumps in just the way she did when Dorit got robbed about her business. And she's like, oh, yeah, my dad shot himself. It's like, okay, but we've heard this story and it's horrible. Let somebody else open up.
Right. And she got, like, Diana got, this is what annoys me so much about people is they're so biased on, like, social media.
Yeah.
For who they like and don't like. And I'm like, because Diana got a lot of heat for that. And I'm like, Sutton is the fucking asshole. Yeah. She's literally, like, making it about her all the fucking time, even when it's stupid petty shit doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Like, Dorit's situation.
Yeah.
And everyone's, like, defending her. I'm like, that was shitty. We're actually talking about something completely different that has nothing to do with, like, suicide or, like, makes no sense for you to be bringing up your dad.
Right.
We're here to comfort her. She's talking about this horrible thing that happened. Just be there for her. Is it that hard?
And also, like, you can investigate a story and, like, go into it and learn more about it and be there for somebody, and then once they're done sharing about it, then you can bring up your stuff.
Yeah, right. Because
you can relate, but, like, pick and choose. Don't be like, relate. Oh, your brother killed yourself, or your brother got murdered or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, my dad killed himself. Yeah,
right.
Like, it's called one-upping.
Yeah,
it'd be like, oh my god, when did that happen?
And I'm sorry, just to go back to her saying she's an empath. I'm like, it just, that is not how that works.
No.
Like,
no.
Empathizing with someone, like you just said, when you get done, you're like, yeah, I understand what you're saying because I've had this horrible thing happen to me that, like, makes me get where you're coming from and everything. But, like, the way that she's doing it is one up. It's not empathetic at all.
And you and I are both empaths, so it, like, makes me mad when I'm like, no, you don't, don't even know what a fucking empath is.
You literally have no idea how to even pretend to be empathetic to someone. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, on a lighter note, just the way Erica is just going on about when she... How about the name of her fucking
illegal.
Illegal.
I was like, didn't age well, babe.
That didn't... I don't think we should talk about that.
No, we should have cut that out, yeah.
Yeah.
But she was going on.
Just chit-chat.
She's like, chocolate chip cookies. I'd live on a boat. I'd
Chip cookies for... Okay, first of all, chocolate chip cookies for breakfast.
Yeah.
With salad for lunch and protein at dinner. I'm like, that is actually the perfect diet.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Soft chocolate chip cookies. Soft, melty.
Melty, but I like a crunch.
Oh, I like it when it, like, falls apart.
You know what it needs to have in it?
Huh?
It needs to be chocolate chip oatmeal. Cookies. I'm not here for oatmeal raisin, but I'm here for oatmeal chocolate fucking chip, though.
Okay, well.
We'll start a new podcast called Chocolate Chip Cookies, and you guys can tune into that.
Yeah.
But last thing about the boat thing is when, I think it was, oh no, it might have been at dinner later, but anyway, I'll just, the random comment that Sutton made about Garcelle being the kid, she's like, she's the can opener. I'm just gonna get her a can opener for a gift or whatever.
Nice
one. She really is. I'm so sick of, like, I think I posted... Yeah, when I posted that thing that blew up the fucking... I went viral, basically, for being like, Garcelle, like, was being messy. And everyone was like, I'm like, I love her.
Yeah.
I actually really like Garcelle.
I actually don't like Garcelle
And I think
much.
She's... The reason why I love her is because I think she has a true art that the show needs. Like, she's so good at, like, secretly producing the show. And she is, like, done all that. She has, like, literally made her way to the top and overtaken Kyle. And she's an amazing, like...
Yeah.
Producer of the show. And she's like, she has like this master, she just gets it. She gets how to make the drama and to steer people in the way that's going to create drama and to like stir the pot and all that stuff, which we need like in Housewives. Like we, obviously I'm more inclined towards people like Crystal, but I like really respect Garcelle, but people just like go insane. And I'm like, she does stir the pot though. Yeah. Like I'm not saying I don't like her. Like I appreciate her art form. But she really does. It's all she does is stir the pot. Yeah,
she just, like, constantly brings up, like, I'm like, why would you even say that?
She's literally never not stirring the pot.
Never.
Which is what Kyle does way more subtly.
Yeah.
But, like, people have, like, I don't know, done, like, put all the, like, things together, like, the way that Kyle has, like, ghost produced, basically. But she does it way more subtly. Yeah. Like, Garcelle's just like, so anyways, what about this? In front of the group all the time.
Right.
But, like, Kyle will, like, chase people and be like, didn't you say this? Or, like, go to the bathroom with somebody and be like, no, no, don't take your mic off.
Yeah.
What about this? Like, yeah. She's, like, a lot more subtle about it. But we need them. That's what keeps the show being, like, the fucking craziest shit.
Right. Well, then they go to dinner. But one thing that I want to mention, because I thought it was really funny, because me and Kyle have this.
You really do.
Dorit was FaceTiming PK, and he's like, she was like, what did you do last night? He's like, oh, I just watched TV. And she goes, what did you watch?
Yeah, she was like dead ass.
Yeah, bro. And she was, and he was like, nothing that we're watching together. And I think that's so, and I relate to that so much, because I will fall asleep and Kyle will dead ass watch 16 more episodes of the show we're watching together. I'm like, fuck.
No, I love that Jade says this, because she has literally said to me, where I'm like, aren't you watching this with Kyle? And she's like, I'll pretend I didn't watch it.
But I'll rewatch so it with him. Yeah, he doesn't rewatch it with me.
But still, you lie. You will lie so that you can watch it without him.
That's
so
it's, love. That's love. What Kyle's doing to me is hatred. I'm
just
saying,
you guys are both being dirty about it, but just taking He's very a different bad tactics. Boogie.
But so then, anyways, so Garcelle bringing up Denise again. But I did think it was funny that in her confessional, she texted Denise and
Oh my God, that was so funny. She's like, not that I think that Rinna is lying.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny. But yeah, I just think like...
And Rinna was lying because that's what she does.
Well, I'm sure it'll get addressed later. I'm probably sure in the next episode. But then like, yeah, I just get sick of like Garcelle just constantly stirring drama and being a, like a pot stirrer. It just kind of annoys me sometimes. I'm like, just take a break.
I know. Take a break. Yeah. I know. I get annoyed about it too, but I'm also like, but that's, I mean, she is keeping this season like.
Juicy.
Mad juicy.
Yeah.
But then, so she does, so then she not only brings up, but also she has dropped the Denise bomb and the LVP bomb within, like, two episodes of it. Like, she just, she's really good at that. She makes people uncomfortable, and she brings the drama back up.
Yeah.
And then, in the same dinner, bringing up Denise, she's like, so anyways, Diana, why don't you want to talk about your book? I was like, oh my God.
This is the third time this season they have brought up the book, and every time Diana doesn't talk about it.
Yeah, because she's
not
fucking,
going to talk about it.
I know, and I actually like it because she fucking sex slaves people, and she's
we
know some shit.
Yeah, so that dinner is just, like, kind of silly. It's all just a bunch of drama.
Ghislaine Maxwell. That's who she gives. She gives Ghislaine fucking Maxwell. I'm telling you. Wait.
Is that,
Jeffrey Epstein's second hand. Oh, yeah. Like, his right hand fucking asshole.
Yeah.
That's what she serves. We'll see. I'm telling you, it's going to come out. So, anyway, so she does, she sits there and she's like, how about that? Let's talk about that, because I thought that was rude.
Yeah.
And makes Diana so fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah. Diana's like, I don't really like talking about my book.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I just don't like to toot my own horn. I'm like, but you brag about being filthy rich every chance that you get. Yeah. That's not why you don't want to talk about your fucking book, but okay.
But don't worry, nobody had time to talk about anything, because Dorit's speech took 10 hours.
Oh, but I just want to say really quickly, the reason why I brought up that Garcelle says that is because then Diana's like, oh, well, it's missed opportunity for Garcelle because she's been the most unwelcoming. And I'm like, oh, if that isn't fucking racist bullshit loaded, because you have had beef with Sutton every fucking episode, but all of a sudden Garcelle's the most unwelcoming?
Yeah.
Interesting. Like, it feels like that comes from a very biased place. But anyway, so then, yeah, like you were saying.
But I can see how Garcelle's unwelcoming, because she's just, like, savage. Like, she's just...
Sutton screams at her.
Yeah, you're right. Sutton is the... But...
She hates Sutton.
You're right, but she might have just... I don't know. Because I can see that, too. Like, I just... I don't know. Garcelle... I don't really like Garcelle,
I know. So. I feel like you just don't like her, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But then... So then they go to this after party, and they're sitting, and it's Dorit, Diana, and fucking Kyle. And Diana's sitting there, and she's like, yes, I just don't really like Sutton because of these reasons. And Kyle was like, yeah, Sutton is very reactive, da 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 da. And I'm like, but you guys won't give Crystal a fucking ounce of, like, understanding. And that made me so mad. I'm like, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I can honestly, watch this series
That's what
anymore.
I've been saying about this, is, like, the hypocrisy has been almost too much for me this season.
It's insane. It's frustrating. So
it's unbelievable.
Oh my God, it makes me so fucking mad. I'm like, shut the whatever. It made me crazy.
I know. It's so annoying. You know, so it's like, Kylie, you hated Sutton like two episodes ago. What the fuck is, you literally want to turn everyone against her.
Exactly.
But okay.
But then when Sutton does something to Crystal, Crystal's just a young, dumb millennial who manipulates everybody, and she doesn't understand anything, and she hasn't lived any life experiences. Mm-hmm. Oh, but Diana comes in and doesn't like Sutton immediately off the bat, and it's understanding because Sutton's, again, the bad guy, and it's like, get out of here.
It's just Sutton. She's just reactive, but Crystal's so dramatic, and she's such a millennial,
and she's so manipulative, and do you think she knows she's doing this, or she doesn't? Does she do it because of her husband?
Like, these, like, crazy theories about her. I'm like, do you hear yourself? Like, I hope you look back and see.
I hope they watch that back and feel ridiculous. So dumb.
Anyway, so last scene is just going home. So Sutton, so pissed that Diana told her to go to the original seat. And I'm just like watching. I'm like, are you fucking insane?
Yeah.
Like, this is how I feel about people sometimes, where I'm like, you literally think you can treat people however you want.
Yeah.
And when they respond to how you treat them, you're mad.
Right.
So it's like, I'm going to scream at you.
Yeah.
And talk to you like you're a fucking child. And then when you don't want to be around me, I'm going to act like I'm the victim. Yep. Which Sutton just always plays victim. She's always yelling at people and then crying. Like, Crystal all last season, she was literally condescending her.
I do not.
Shitting on her experience as a person of color.
Yeah.
Yelling at her, telling her she has ugly pants, and then crying herself.
Right.
Like, I'm like, you're fucking crazy.
Right.
But anyway, so that just drives me insane.
Well, and then she, like, literally sits down with Garcelle and says something that, like, Diana literally didn't say. She's like, she told me to go sit back in my original spot. I'm like, that's not what she said at all.
Yeah, right. Also that,
She just said, like, I think we're going to do the same seats or something. It was, like, very not dramatic. Right.
It's like, why would she want to sit next to you?
Yeah.
Why?
And why would you want to sit next to her? Yeah.
But on a lighter note, I do think this was really good for Rinna. True. This trip, because it seemed, mostly it went well. Rinna stayed out of all the drama, and it just seemed like she was just kind of just
watching the birds.
Yeah, watching the birds and just being like, just trying to handle her grief on vacation. Like, it seemed nice for her.
It was so funny the last episode when it ended, and like everybody was talking about like making up or whatever, and she just chimed in. She was like, nice, or whatever. I was dying. I was like, she's not uninvolved.
She's not present.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right. So that's, this seemed like a filler episode, so we'll see what happens next episode. Dubai episode 4.
We kind of have a dumb episode of Dubai, too.
It was weird. It got, I don't know. I still enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah.
But
anyway. I enjoyed it, but just, like, not a lot of action.
Okay, so it opens up to Sergio and Stanbury, which I am against Sergio now because of the weird racist thing that he said.
Yeah.
That came up from a couple years ago, which I'm like, there's too many people in the world who are normal and aren't racist that I'm like, I have no time. My tolerance is at a level 0. I'm fucking sick of it. Yeah. So he's off for me.
Well, and for me, it's the racism and then the mansplaining having children to his 45-year-old.
Yeah, that was the next part.
Going to be wife in a couple weeks who already has kids. Like, I was like,
are you out of your ever-loving mind?
It made me, I was cringing. I'm like, this isn't real. He was like, and then he's like, you're going to have a baby. My parents are going to
and
be,
and she's great. Like, so surrogates, and first of all, it puts her in danger.
Yeah.
It puts the baby in danger.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Also, if I just say I want a surrogate, I'm going to have a fucking surrogate if I don't want to naturally have a child. I don't fucking have to. You don't tell me what to do.
It's not that she's like, no, I don't even want to try. It's like, actually, women do have an age expectation.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, even if she didn't, though, she doesn't have to fucking explain it to you. She doesn't have to say that.
And then he's like, I want our baby to have our genetics if we get a surrogate. I'm like, this is
what science works.
This is where you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
This is where, like, we need, like, go away.
He's like, I've been doing a lot of research. I'm like, if you Googled one fraction of this conversation you were having, you would actually know that what you're saying makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
No sense. She's like, it will look like us.
Yeah.
Because it's our fucking DNA.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, obviously, he just doesn't get it, and it's really annoying. Mm-hmm. But then she literally says, if I can't have a baby, Sergio won't stay.
Insane.
Facts.
Insane. Yeah. Which is, like, what we talked about at the top before we started diving in. The very deep problems that are, like, Dubai. Anyway, but yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, at 45, I just, like, literally would not hitch my wagon to that.
Yeah, literally.
I would be like, you know, there's too much risk for me involved here.
Yeah. And did you not have this conversation and work this out before you got married?
Yeah.
This is what I'm these are things that need to be worked out prior to marriage.
Like,
full on before even engagement.
Yeah. So then that was cringy, and that's how we opened up the episode, and I'm like, I don't know. I had just watched Beverly Hills, and I was already upset, and I'm like, capacity for this mentally?
But they should not be back-to-back.
Yeah, we powered through. But then we moved on to Brooks and her all-inclusive salon. I was like, yes, bitch. Because she was like, as a person of color, I have to go to 8 million different salons for these. And I was like, oh my God, it's true.
Reach. Yeah. It's so true.
Even being a personal color for your hair.
For your fucking hair. You guys, I'm sorry. People like to play this down. But it matters a fucking lot what your hair is like.
Yeah.
Okay? And like, we can relate as being, we are two biracial people from the same parents, and our hair couldn't be more fucking different. So different. Like, we probably couldn't go to the same place, honestly. Yeah. It's so crazy. It is stressful.
Yeah. And then she was straight up, like, somebody was like, aren't you nervous? She's like, failed.
I know. She was like, I've never failed.
I'm a self-made millionaire after my divorce where I took nothing. I know, get the fuck out of here.
Failure is not part of what
and
I
was like, can you give me lessons on life? Like, just life.
Please.
Yeah.
Here for that.
So, yeah, I loved that. I loved seeing the places that she's going to remodel. I was like, yes, I'm ready. And it makes me want to go to Dubai and spend the whole day at her salon, but
I know. The thing is, like, that I am loving out of I have conflicting emotions about Dubai because it's so problematic as a place.
Yeah.
But the women, for the most part, like Brooks, Ayan, Lisa, and Sarah are the fucking boss ladies. Uh-huh. They're just so badass, so amazing, even though, like, they don't have time for bullshit.
Yeah.
They're drop-dead gorgeous. They're amazing moms. Like, I'm here for it. Yeah. I'm loving it.
I agree. But then we skip to, like, Nina, and she's talking about getting a new car. And then they're talking about spending millions of dollars on a license plate number and how some license plate numbers are $33
million. $33 million.
It makes me mad. I don't like that kind of money. No. It irritates me. Nobody should be able to just have $33 million spent on a fucking license plate. It's disgusting.
So if you ever wonder why we get mad about billionaires.
Like, me and Jasmine are anti-billionaires.
Because you could end world hunger a lot of times over.
Over and over. And still have more money than you know what to do it.
Don't get us started. It's not political, but it's political. Anyway, so so then Lisa, talking about bad bitches. So she is, I know she has a nanny, but she's very hands-on with her kids.
Yeah.
Like, very. So she's just, first of all, her whole situation is just something I have a hard time wrapping my mind around because her office is incredible. The view is insane.
Even her husband was like, I have
view. I know. And I was like, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
And she just has her kids there. She has her nanny, but she's like she's like the primary caretaker for them. It's just crazy. I'm like, you're running this business. You have to ask her and her husband, I feel like, have a really good dynamic. Like, I actually really like their relationship aside from this like condescending, patronizing bullshit that he gives her about her business.
Yeah.
Whereas like, it's just like, this is just your little hobby that's cute. And I'm like, no, 8 figures is a lot of fucking money.
Annually.
Yeah, annually. Gross.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like 8 figures annually.
Yeah.
Not like her total profit, like annually. Right. This bitch makes money.
Annually. Gross. Yeah. Like, And she sure did call somebody up and was like, hit me with the number.
Yep, she did. And
it's not a fun hobby. Even if it was, he should respect it more. Like I was saying offline earlier. Mm-hmm. But she's making bank and she's killing it.
Yeah.
And she's putting everything into it and still being a boss mom and still cooking you fucking dinner. Like, she is slaying.
Yeah. She truly is. And the fact that she's like, I just wish my husband would prioritize my business. And she's like, not even that, but just like make it equal to like his other priorities. And I was just like, get the fuck out of here with that. Like, that should be your priority. You should be investing in your wife who invests in you. It's your family unit.
Yes.
And, this is
very basic, modern family shit. Anyway, that's hard. I think clearly they have made some progress with it to get where she has gone. So I feel like he'll come around, but I'm sure it's hard for guys with small egos. But anyway, so then... And then we move on to another relationship that makes me happy. which is Ayana. I can't remember her husband's name. I feel like they're very cute. I think he adores her.
Yeah. He even said, "You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life."
Which is so funny, the dynamic where it's like they are the opposites attract kind of thing, I feel like, because she's so crazy. I feel like he just gets a kick out of her being like the most dramatic person.
Yeah.
But then, so we're oh my God, I don't even know. This is so, like, some of the cultural differences are so crazy.
Did you see my note where I'm like, I'm an uncultured swine.
I know.
I can't even.
I can't say that. It is really hard. I mean, cultures are very different.
Yeah.
So she, oh my God, was, what is it called? She had arranged marriage to her cousin, which she speaks about as if it's totes fine. She's like, you know, my cousin's hot. It's fine. Yeah. I was going to marry him, but then I met some, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so different than what I'm used to. I actually cannot handle
it. It's actually called incest.
It's really, truly, there's a word for it.
Yeah.
And then the way she's talking about it, which, you know, every single culture in the world has had, what is it called? When the husband pays for, basically gives money to the parents.
I don't know. She said it.
She said it. There's a word for it. Every culture has had that. Like, the U.S. has had that early on.
Really?
Yeah. That's, like, a thing that everyone used to do. And a lot of cultures still do. God, what is the word? I can't remember. But you guys know what I'm talking about. It's basically when, you know, there's a marriage and then the husband gives money to the family and then he takes the wife. He's basically paying for the wife. It's disgusting and weird. And she just talks about it. She's like, you know, your parents have you. They feed you. You're an investment. I'm like, what the? No, I didn't ask to be born. No one asked for this. I didn't sign up to be an investment. A dowry. Yes, thank you. It's not okay for your parents to have you as an investment. That is actually, like, slavery.
Yeah.
And, like, basically, like, like sex. You're just, like, having
ownership.
Sex. And, you're just literally, like, I'm selling a child to be a sex slave to some guy.
Yeah.
Just, like, generally speaking, that's how it works. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's just talking about it like it's normal. And then she runs away, what would she say, a week before the wedding?
Yeah.
To her cousin?
Yeah.
And luckily, her mom has completely come around. She loves her husband now. But it's, like, the craziest story.
Because he paid them off.
Right. $1,000? $1,000. Like, that just is, like, she's like, no, it would be 20 grand. But I'm like, still, you're just like, here, this is what you're worth. You're worth $1,000.
I don't even, it makes me so
Oh, my God, it's horrible. Anyway.
I just.
That worked out for her.
Yeah. I'm very, like, thankful for the culture I live in because I guess I wouldn't know any
In some ways.
But, like, yeah, in some ways. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. We have
I'm glad I'm not being fucking sold off to my cousin, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But they are cute together. That's all that matters.
Jade is actually having a breakdown across from me
so
right now.
It's so fucking weird to me. But then we skip to Brooke's getting ready, and she's talking to her son, and I started crying because she's like, how's everything going? Are those kids still, or is that kid still being mean to you? And he's like, yeah, but it's fine. I don't do bullies well.
Oh.
Never have.
If you haven't figured this out about Jade and I, there's one thing that we will never disagree on. It's that we despise bullying.
Yeah.
Despise it.
Yeah. We don't like it. We don't like teams. No. We don't like.
Nope.
Yeah. It's tough.
Especially when it comes to kids.
And I think that's why, like, that's where our empathy really comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, well, and I was just sitting there, and even you made a comment while we were watching it, and you were like, sometimes it's just worth it. Like, put them in private school.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
I'm very pro, like, public school and diversity and, like, getting your kid, like, cultured and shit whenever you can. But, like, if they're getting if private school's better, private school the fuck up.
Right. And he seemed like he was handling it like a champ, but it just still made me sad.
I know, like, he was like, that's how kids are, too.
Yeah.
They'll play it down. And, like, these are things that shape you for your whole life.
Yeah.
These experiences that you have.
Yeah.
And kids are savage.
Kids are so mean. Kids are mean.
So mean. Anyway.
But anyway, so whoever is bullying Brooks' son, Caroline Brooks' son, I will come to Dubai.
Fuck off.
Yeah. But then we have...
Whatever. Have you seen his mom? He's going to be gorgeous and rich.
True. So. Exactly. So it's like, whatever, you know.
Just get
But
through.
It's not whatever. It's still
it's
horrible.
Not, it's not.
Like,
but
money fixes a lot of problems.
But,
But then we have Nina's birthday. And Lisa, it starts off and they're all sitting on the table. And then Caroline Stanberry was like, I'm sorry I couldn't be there for you. I really wanted to. And Lisa was like, no, you didn't. Well, she didn't say that, but she was like, did you?
Yeah, right.
Because she's like, you could have been there.
You could have been there. And even there. When Sarah had mentioned it earlier when they were out, and she was like, what was I doing? What was I doing? It's like, yeah. If you're going to be an asshole, you need to own up to it, because I do not like when, like, women aren't there for other women.
Yep. Not exactly. And then she's like, I'm just in the middle of this wedding planning, da-da-da-da-da, and Lisa was like, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Are you wedding planning?
Right. Just calling her out.
Yeah. And then they kind of start having, like, some banter because Ayan is talking to Sergio, and they're getting along, and they're actually, like, having a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Then Ayan gets up to go find Lisa's phone, and Caroline's like, oh, that's cute. You're one of them. And she literally says that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lisa was like, don't stop grouping us together.
Yeah.
Literally stop doing that together. To us. Like, I invited you to my event. I don't know what you have going on with Ayan, but that's you and hers problem.
Yeah.
And then Caroline just starts backtracking. And I'm just like, stand for something. And then she literally was like, is she gonna suck your dick? To her husband in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I was like
about
no.
Lisa, who all the time it's disrespectful to Lisa and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But it's it's disrespectful to her fiance as well. It's just like, and in addition to that, they're in a place where it's just like, I don't know, I just feel like that would be damaging saying that about, like, Lisa. Yeah. Was like, I won't, like, I feel like it's just like, you don't say that.
And it's just like, it's not even like an awkward shutdown of a conversation, or it's not even just like a normal shutdown, because you can shut a conversation down without, but it's so awkward and cringy. It's just like, why would you say that?
Right.
Like, why? And it makes everyone feel uncomfortable, and it's just weird, and it puts you in a weird spot. And I think, like, sometimes this is where, like, age gaps can kind of, like, because I feel like Stanberry is going to be very, like, weird and, like, have that weird, I don't even know if it's jealousy, but just, like, this weird animosity
mm-hmm.
towards maybe people who are younger than mm-hmm. her, because her husband's so much younger mm-hmm. than her.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can see how that's going to, like, come across, and it's going to cause issues.
Yeah, it's going to, especially because, like, clearly didn't talk about their issues before they got married. Exactly. Or before they're getting married. But yeah, then when Ayan, I think when she comes back and she's, like, makes the point of, like, I hate this, like, we've talked about this, like, the both side of something.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, no, it's not always takes two to tango. It's yeah. literally not. It's yeah. sometimes it's just one person continuously coming for another person, and you mm-hmm. just feel like you have to constantly defend yourself.
Right.
Against them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's like, she's like, this is not a me and you thing. This is a you thing with mm-hmm. me, and I don't know why. Like, what yeah. is your fucking problem?
Right.
So,
and then Caroline finally backs down, but I think it's because she realized that she lied about, like, Brooks calls her, or not Brooks, Lisa calls her out about what she said. She lied about that, and Lisa was like, you didn't say any of that.
Yeah, you literally you are said, lying. You're said making nothing. Things up.
Yeah. And then Ayan just comes at her in, like, a very diplomatic way, and I think she just, like, had to, like, put down her guns, mm-hmm. essentially, and be like, okay, you guys are.
And then she just, right. like, leaves and is like, you just have to get me away from this. And it's like,
yeah.
actually, Lisa from the very beginning was, like, cool, calm, and collected, uh-huh. and just like, no, but. Seriously, you weren't there for me.
Yeah.
No, but that's your thing with her. No, but stop grouping us together. No, but, like, right. kind of just defending the attacks from Stanberry.
And so, also, like, why would you even say that? Oh, I wish I could have been at your event. You weren't. Yeah. You were at home yeah. cooking dinner.
You need to own it if you want to be, like, an right. asshole. You need to own it. But I do love the way that Lisa and Ayan just, like, literally you could think that they were actually sisters.
Yeah.
Like, the way that they are there for each other. It's yeah. really amazing.
It is amazing.
I love that. But Lisa, I think, was, like, the MVP of this episode.
Yeah.
I was like, she was. Okay, you don't fuck with her. She's so cool.
Yeah.
And then you come for her, and she will just, like, read you like mm-hmm. no other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just loving Lisa and Ayan and Sarah, like, mm-hmm. so much. I think they're the coolest.
Same. Oh, Ayan's a lot for me.
But do you more like her or more dislike her?
I'm, like, she's just so conceited. It's tough.
She is.
It's like the Diana, like, thing for me.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's Diana okay. just came in. She's like, I'm so rich. I don't give a fuck. Da da da. Ayan's like, I'm the best. I'm so beautiful. I'm the most.
I know. And I feel it's like, just, Ayan, like, a lot. She's, like, more overcompensating for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she actually has, like, a really interesting background.
She does, but, like, can we talk about that? Not just how amazing
I know,
you
yeah.
are and
I don't
how
know. I feel like it's a defense mechanism. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I feel like she's a lot, but I feel like I'm more interested in her than annoyed by her.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll I don't see. Hate her. I just think she's a lot and she's annoying to me.
That's very fair. But is it Nina?
Nina Ali.
Bores me to death. Stanberry, yeah. I dislike her and she's the don't biggest like letdown because people are like, oh, Stanberry's back on a Bravo show. And I had never watched whatever shit she was on before. And I'm like,
Women of sucks. London or something.
Yeah. She's like the worst.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Well, that's it. So that's our catch up episode. Not the longest we've put out. So
no.
You're welcome. But we'll be back on Monday. So in under a week to deliver discussions about what did we say? Southern Charm, which premieres tonight. So happy watching. 3 episodes of Ultimate Girls Trip, season 2. Let's fucking go.
I love Ex-wives, baby.
Yeah, ex-wife. And what a cast.
Yeah, truly.
What else? Oh, yeah, Atlanta on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So that's what we'll have. That's what we'll have for you. So thanks for joining us and being back. I guess, yeah, we'll see you in a few days. Follow us on the socials. We are Dose of Reality on Instagram. That's dose.of.reality. And then we're on Twitter. We are Dose of Reality _DOS.
I'm surprised you remember that. Just
kidding. So that's it. Like and subscribe, please.
Oh, yeah. And tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
And
spread the word.
Follow us on everything.
Yes, please. And comment.
And send us to Andy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.